Hi, this is Vincent in the fraud department. How can I help you?
Yeah, it was some money was removed from my account yesterday that I didn't authorize.
All right, let's take a look at it. All right, what's your first and last name?
Eva Beston.
All right, and can you verify your mailing address?
5598 14th Street.
The city and state?
Definitely Alabama.
Thank you. All right, let's see. So it looks like what's here is the smart fitness tracker for the 597 and the 497. How are you liking that fitness tracker?
I didn't get it.
You hadn't received it yet in the mail?
No. Yeah, it was $59 put out of my account yesterday.
So it looks like, according to the U.S. Postal Service, they delivered it to your mailbox on April the 8th.
Okay, I found nothing in there.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm not sure what happened to it then after, you know, the product was delivered to your address. It looks like you had a trial period for 14 days. However, when a cancellation wasn't made within that time, that's when they were billed you for the retail amount of that product. So that's where that $69.87 came from. I can get this scheduled to be reshipped out to you at no cost.
No. I would like a refund if possible.
All right, yes, I mean, unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to process a refund for you here, but again, I'd be able to get those reshipped out to you as a customer courtesy.
So what would I do to receive a refund?
Sorry, what was that?
So you telling me I'm not going to be able to receive a refund?
All right, since it's showing that the product was delivered by the USPS to your address, the best that I could do for you here right now is reship the items to you at no cost.
That's all right, sir.
All right, is there anything else that I can help you with?
No, I wanted my refund.
Right, I could try to see if there's, courtesy credit I could issue, but let me see. The best I could do is $24.45, which is 35% for you. And again, I can still get those reshipped. Right.
No, thank you.